Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss J Renee. This is the Lunch Hour Special, Sip Tea and Meditate. I do not own any copyrights to these songs, but that was Janae Aiko with Frequency. I had to start the show off with that song because I was just in that mode or that state of mind where we as people need to connect. Of course, there's a lot I want to talk about today, but in so much time, but I want to say blessings to those that have woken up and seen it was such a beautiful day. Life is beautiful, and to have awareness of that is prized possession, most powerful prized possession. And you're aware of just how unique life is, not just about the material things or money or just power. Having self-power is the key. And just being true to yourself and just acknowledging people and acknowledging love, acknowledging your love, your self-love, your consciousness, your frequency that you project out to the world and you give people, making sure it's as positive as it can be. Because the cycle of life operates is through energy. Everything is of energy. Everything that has birthed life or has to resonate life is through energy. It's through frequency. That is the power source. And it's a beautiful thing to discover that. But in order to discover or have any type of knowledge of that, you have to really research. You have to dig deep. The thing with me is knowledge is the essence. It's the key to life. Educating your mind on any aspect of life, whether it's business, relationships, enemy relations, even with yourself, just having an open state of an intellectual yet positive yet open-minded state of mind. It's the only way you're going to be able to install or take heed to any knowledge that's being given to you. You have to have an open mind. You have to be in a state of existence to where you're silent. You're able to just listen. And that's the beauty of meditation. It kind of helps you get into that point in life where you just be attentive or show somebody else the gratitude or allow them to install that type of advice or knowledge that you're in need of. We tend to always want to know or think we know everything. As much information you want to find out, you're not going to know everything. But just try to find out what's your purpose or what knowledge you need to kind of help you within your journey, within your purpose, and live your life to the fullest. But learn. That's the key. I'm going to jump into the next song, y'all. Y'all sticking with me. This is the Conscious Talk with JVNA Radio. Y'all know I does this. I love talking to the people. And I hope I can reach somebody today. I'm a little mellow today because, you know, I had my meditation felt real good. And I'm going to discuss a book that I just jumped into. It's called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. I had, if y'all are not familiar with Kay Cola, she's one of the artists that I had. I really take heed to her music. I think she's pretty dope. But she has like a book club that goes on every Tuesdays at 7. And this is one of the books that she's reading within her viewers. And it's pretty dope that she takes the time out to kind of reach out to the people that's around the world. And I haven't quite yet read the full book yet, but I'm in the process of, I do audiobooks. I like audiobooks kind of like gives me opportunity to just sit still and just listen. Yet reading words is crucial. Reading the book itself is even more knowledgeable because, you know, words are powerful, especially when you're speaking it to fruition. So that type of book is definitely influential. You definitely is a guide to fulfilling everything in your journey, every dream you have, every goal you have, and to better who you are internally. But I'm going to jump into the next song, and then I'll get more in deep into the topic today. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. If you don't know, you can catch me live here at 12 noon sharp, Eastern Standard Time, Mondays and Tuesdays. This is indeed the lunch hour special. Y'all be open, meditate a little bit, and just enjoy this music. Y'all stay tuned.
Think I'd leave your side, baby.
was Miss Sade with By Your Side. That song gets me so in a mellow mood. Like, the song is so, it's a beautiful song to serenade to a man, I tell you. That's a song you play for your husband. That's something you just, that's another thing I want to talk about. Like, right now, my biggest issue with the cycle between men and women is the disconnection. A lot of us women feel we have to be the man or we have to build the masculinity, but that's, we take that away from our men. And when we do that, that deteriorates the masculinity in our world. And that's not a good thing because we need our men. Now, you're probably saying, like, well, these boys ain't acting like men. These boys is as damaged as us women. These men are as damaged as these women. These boys are as damaged as these little girls, whatever you want to call it. We need to start healing within ourselves, within our community. Another thing that dawned on me today is, how are we advancing our communities? How are we changing or making a change in our community? There are a lot of beautiful people out here that want to make a change, and it's incredible. We need to come together to make that change. I can't stand when people have these great ideas and focus on the wrong stuff. Those are selfish type of people. Those type of people, they don't know, they don't understand the value of life. It's not about just you. You getting yourself eternally corrected and your outer is okay. That's a part of your journey. Sometimes we really need to look with outside of ourselves. Excuse me. We do. We're correcting ourselves. We're correcting the things that we need to do in our own life. That's beautiful. And that you need to do first before you can try to correct anything in your community. Not alone. If you have those ideas to correct or make a change in your community, do it. Do it. Try. Even if, you know, I still have my nonprofit, SPRs for single parents. And I had to put it on the back burner because I was disappointed in myself because I felt like I gave up. But I didn't give up on my people. I gave up on myself at one point because I felt this is gratitude. This is genuinely from my heart that I want to reach out to the single parents that are out there struggling because I've been there. We all been there. We all have our days. I'm not perfect. But I felt like it was beyond me. It wasn't about me. And the opening of the nonprofit was to basically talk to the people and see what that we need to attack in the community to make it better. Not one person came to the event. And I mind you, I promoted this event for a while. But, you know, I learned that some people aren't open to talk about their issues. They're not open it, but we're so distracted, worrying about social media and Facebook, who's fighting next and who got the best booster and, you know, stuff that don't matter. We really need to change our system within our communities, our curriculums, and our kids' schools. The bullying that's going on in our kids, like our kids are being bullied. Some of our kids are being bullied. Some of our kids are doing the bullying. Like, we need to attack what's going on. It's a cycle within our families for homes, our family homes, our cycle within our church communities. And this is just, and it's like we're tolerating it too much where it's becoming a norm. And it's not just within that, it's the job aspect of life and the workplace and allowing people to treat us very badly and thinking that's the norm and the torturing that goes on at home with molestation and the whole ordeal with our sons being gay and I'm sorry, this is not to bash anybody, but some people have it that they were born that way or It's just something that they feel in their heart, and I can't take that away from them. I don't judge anybody from the LGBT community or, you know, the transgender community, but it's just becoming a norm where some of these kids aren't even in that state of mind, but they're being influenced to be. That is where it becomes an issue with me. Because you shouldn't be influencing another child, a male, to be something he's not. And I'm sorry, I'm being honest. I have a lot of people I know that are in that feminine aspect of life that are males, and they chose to be that. Some were forced because they were molested or they were, you know, tormented at a childhood age. And it's so messed up because we don't attack to fix it. We just let it be as it is. And that's not okay. And people want to be biblical about it. They want to say, oh, well, God said come as you are. But God created man and woman. Did he not? You gotta ask these questions. Because deep down inside, I know some of those men still feel energy towards a woman. That is not by mistake. Because you are supposed to be drawn to a woman. That is life. Now, some people are at that point where they've just been really molested. You know, let's talk about molestation. I just feel bad for the male, the young boys that are going through this, and people are not speaking up on it. I want to be able to have my son in this world and knowing he's in good hands in my care and whoever is around. But I have to raise him to know he is a king. And that's all he is. He is in a royal bloodline. And he comes from a royal bloodline. And that is so. He is a powerful being. And he needs to know that. All boys out there need to know they are originated from kings, from royalty. They hold the masculinity in this world. This is what runs it. Men. Women, we need to play our position. We are queens. We know this. But we need to define our queenism. We need to define what our crown symbolizes. We need to define our position. Do you think I want to be this broad of a powerful woman and have to hold all these things on my weight, on my belt? No. I have to do what I have to do at the end of the day. I commend women that have to walk up upright with their head up high and have to hold that stature because those men don't want to be men in our lives or couldn't be because they weren't shown that or they choose not to because they're distracted by the negative energy in the world or the evil in the world, whatever you want to call it. We have to get back on our frequency that we were born with. We're past that. And when you go past a certain frequency or hertz, that's what they call it, then you go in the evil aspect of life. That's when you're just in a loophole where you're not supposed to be. That's when self-care needs to be taken in place. But I'm not going to get too deep with that. But I'm going to go back with the whole disconnection between men and women in this formation is in this physical reality. But I'm not going to get too deep on it because this topic is definitely going to be spoke upon in the episode we have coming up this week. But we need to attack that. We need to attack the disconnection we have between our beautiful men and women. We need to attack what's going on in homes. We need to attack what's going on in the community areas of where we're living at and how we can make a change and be that change. I'm going to jump into the next song, y'all. Y'all stay with me. I love the supporters out there. Those who have been supporting us 100%, I appreciate y'all so much. You don't understand. And I'm going to continue to sip tea and meditate with y'all. Y'all stay locked with me. It's your girl, J-Renee. That was A Keys, Alicia Keys, y'all. These songs are so, like, they just fit the show today. But anyway, y'all, just a quote I want to share to you guys. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new. We need to work on focusing on building empires, building platforms for our kids' future. And stop rehash all the old past hurt and pain. Heal from it. Grow from it. Learn from it. That's all you can do. And relax and breathe. We don't even take the time to breathe as humans anymore. I think of the last time you actually inhale and exhaled. Sometimes we really need to stop. Just stop. Stop the world from around us and just sit aside and just watch the traffic. Just watch it. And stop being of the traffic. We get caught up with so much bull crap in this world. It's hilarious to me. We need to cut out some things that we're so tuned into this TV thing. Reality TV is like everything. Think of the things you do every day. And write it down. I'm serious. Write all of that or say it to yourself. And out of all that, all them things you do daily, name one thing you do differently. If you can't, there's a problem. To me, that is robotic material. That is zombinism. You're not creating a new world for yourself. You're creating a cycle that repeats over and over and over like a robot. Think about it. Name one thing you've done differently. I try to get up and do different things every day. Every day. Talk about different things every day. Read about something different every day. Educate myself about something different every day. Network with different people every day. Thinking of creative ideas because that's what our brain is used for. And that's another thing. Criticism is everything. But when you're critiquing my journey of life, that is a problem. You do not control my destiny. That is a given. That's a purpose that God has given me, not you. Now, if you're critiquing a project I have to kind of benefit to get for it to become better, then that's different. I can take heed to good criticism. I love it. It helps me in becoming better of who I am and better in my project or event or whatever I got going on. You understand what I'm saying? And that's consciously speaking. You could tell the difference. But you have those people that will just try to knock you down just because they feel like they can. Or they feel like you're not doing something that they wouldn't be doing. No, we don't do that over here. Anybody could tell you, when I have a conversation with them, it's always beneficial to their life. It's to make them the best or better than what they already are. And I'm doing the same thing as well. I just always say, I need to start taking my own advice. I started to do that. That love you have for yourself is unconditional. It's beautiful, and you can feel it. You know, you get to that point where you just want to work with people. You want to work with everybody, but you can't work with everybody. And that's okay. And when you learn to come observant of that and know that a lot of people ain't going to go where you're going, and ain't supposed to be going where you're going because of how they're living, that's a given. And because you're self-aware, you know your worth. And I feel like those type of people would be drawn to you anyway. Even if it's like the craziest situation, like just meeting somebody randomly. Somebody you didn't even like think you would even like. They become the best advisor or best coach for you. Even if you went through something with that person, you learn so much from a person that you just can't, that you can't deny. You have to give credit where credit is due because they healed something in you that they didn't even realize they healed. But if they're if they know they are a healer and they acknowledge it because they are aware of their power, that's even beautiful. That's even more beautiful. They're tapped into their spirituality. And that's something nobody can take. Energy, healing energy is everything. Tap into your frequency. Tap into the frequency you're supposed to be in. Research these things. You know, pray. You got to be one within yourself. That's the only way we're going to strive better. We got to become more positive minded. Everybody say, oh, well, you're going to be negative sometimes. It depends on what's negative to you. What is negative? What is negativity? What are these words? We use these words daily and don't even know where they came from. Do anybody know where words came from and how powerful words can be? This is all of not knowing. And that's another thing. We fear the unknown because we don't know. We're not even trying to know, though. Another thing I want to talk about is buying black. This year, Buy Black is my first and middle name. I'm looking into buying, even I have to buy my own blackness. I'm going to buy black. I'm going to invest in black. I started off last year, well, not last year, 2 years ago, with buying, investing into a black-owned bank. I've been with this bank for a while now. I love it. They're the bomb. That was just the start of it. Starting my self-employment with my radio station. And now I have a team with the apparel line. We're building our own brand called Frequency. Join the wave. Join the wave. SPR. That's my nonprofit. That is mine. And that's for single parents that's out here in need of assistance. You know? Trying to mentor these young girls out here. And I have yet to do that. But it will happen. It will happen. I just have to connect. I have to find the time to do so. But this is a way for me to connect. So if anybody's out there that know any young men and women that just want to talk. Some of these kids just need to talk. They need somebody to talk to. And then we'll take it from there. If you're in need of an occupation or if you want to learn about how to start your own business, hit me up. That's the things that I do within my nonprofit. That's the things I do in my daily life. I love to assist and help people. That's the gift I have. And I want to use it. I only had a couple songs today, and I just wanted to kind of vibe with you guys. And I have about maybe 8 minutes left to the show. But I hope anybody that's listening to today's show, good Lord, can take heed to what I'm telling you or even share it with someone that needs this message. I'm trying to reach somebody. It's going to be okay. You might have had the worst morning ever, but, you know, it's going to get better. It's how you take on that worst news or that situation you came across. It's the action you take after it. Don't get stuck in that low vibration. Don't let nobody keep you in that loophole where you got to stay in deep thought of negative energy. Get out of it. It's going to get better. I used to get that all the time. You're going to be okay. Sleep in peace to my grandfather. He was a veteran, 10 years, strongest man I know on earth. And I said that man, whole masculinity, that was his middle name. That was his first, middle, and last name. Weakness was not of his nature. He was a lion at heart. He was very aggressive. And he had his past history of abuse, being an abuser. But, you know, the grandfather I knew. And I miss my grandfather very much. But he was the, how do you say it? He was the ox of the family, boy. And I tell you, he was a true entrepreneur. That man didn't work a day of his life. He didn't. He was secured. And he did what the hell he wanted to do. He knew his power. And he always used to say, Latasia, that's my name if y'all don't know. You're going to be all right, girl. And those words stick to me to this day. And I know with him just saying it, vibrated and generated to other people just saying it, I'm going to be all right and I'm going to be better than all right. And my moves is going to show every last person. If I could do it, you can do it. Don't let people's opinions or their, what they call it, that talk, get to you. Because people going to talk. Let them talk. But be the best you can be for you first. Worry about the rest later. And then for the parents out there, please, I cannot stress this enough. Encourage your kids. Let them know who they are. They are kings and they are queens. They come from a line of royalty. They are supreme beings. And why? Educate them why and how, when, and what. Read these books that I've discussed with you on these segments. Read these historical books that talks about the people that originated, where they come from, their bloodline. Do a DNA background check to see who you guys are. You can do that. These are things that you can do. Tap into your DNA, y'all. And it's not even genetically saying. Not even just through blood. It goes deeper than that. But educate our children on who they are and who they're going to become and what they want to become. And listen to your kids. Even though they talk 100 miles per hour, we do too. You know, we find time to listen to a man that don't even love us. Instead of loving our kids, they love us unconditionally every day. They're teaching us something. They're showing us something. And they look into our eyes each and every day. And we look past the they say the eye is the window of the soul. We look past through their soul every day. We ignore them with technology. We ignore them with social media. We build our kids off of social media. We're building them off of TV. We're building them off the men that hurt us. We got to stop doing that. Men, you too. You dress your daughters like the women that you want them to be, that you want to be with, or that you disrespected. Treat our mothers better. Treat our fathers better. Even though some of them are not in our lives or like they should be, they're still our parents. Sometimes we have to show them better. We still gotta love them. That's what holds us together. I can't express this enough. And it's not even about being in a relationship. Just loving genuinely. Having gratitude, having humanity. What happened to just being that as it is? Love is a beautiful thing. It's creation. We rather hate than love. We rather bash our women. We rather bash our men. If we don't cut it out, we are going to die out. Our whole culture is going to die out. And this is from looking, I'm out looking in. I'm in looking out. I've been there. But I know the beauty of life and what holds it. We lost track of that. We think us women becoming men is holding that. No, it's killing our men. Our men think that bashing and belittling our women and going outside their rate. Well, you know what? With that, yes. That is what's killing our women off. And you can love it whoever you want. That's your business. But we got to look within our culture too. What happened to us? What happened to our black love? Other races stick together, and they do, and they're not going to tell you that. But if you look around, they stick together. Our culture is lacking that. Our melanated culture is lacking that. I don't care what nobody say. That is a problem to me. I don't care what you've gone through with people. Take it a lesson learned and move on. You're going to get hurt. It's okay. Change it. And those that have that connection and energy with somebody and they're looking past that is tiss on you. Tiss, tiss, tiss. Because you don't know what type of energy that can build. You're too afraid. We weren't created on fear. And that's what keeps us at our low, that's what keeps us in a low consciousness. Because we're afraid. We're afraid to break out this matrix that keeps us in this bubble. We have to break out of it and create our own world. I love y'all. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. Y'all catch me next week, Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon sharp at Eastern Standard Time. This is the Lunch Hour Special. I hope y'all take something from it and share it with someone or take it within your daily life. I love y'all. Y'all stay blessed. Get above.
Stay above.
Y'all start educating yourself. Peace.